Clinton visited Munster Steel in Hammond on Tuesday afternoon, where she discussed her support for the steel industry and protecting the middle class.
It's now our challenge to figure out how we're going to keep those jobs, grow those jobs, support those businesses, support those workers, support those unions, so that we can have a renaissance in manufacturing. I believe passionately we can do this. That is why in this campaign I have laid out specific plans for how I would bring manufacturing back to places like Hammond.
Clinton aims to reward companies for investing in America and collect from the ones who reap the benefits of tax breaks and then leave.
I've got a set of plans that will incentivize companies to treat workers like the assets they are, not costs to be cut. And it is important that we do everything possible to make any company that ships jobs overseas pay back any tax benefits they got in the United States. Carrier in Indianapolis plans to close down operations and lay off 1,400 workers.
Clinton says trade agreements contribute to companies moving overseas, but it's also caused by corporate capitalism, by activist shareholders, and by company CEOs who don't put their workers' long-term success and profitability ahead of their own bonuses. Clinton says she will stand up to CEOs in the U.S. and in China. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.